toast. I can think of no plainer words in the English language than these. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to how many? As many as thou hast given him. Can you make that any plainer? That's how many others. Oh, there's a dozen other verses I could go to, but if you're not going to believe that one, you won't believe a dozen more. Now then, as we take up the next issue, God's people agree he saved others. The next issue on which they disagree is by what means he saves those others. Well, the Bible settled that one too. We come to Hebrews chapter 10. We'll look at verses 12 through 14. It tells us this, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That'll tell you the means God uses to do it. By one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. As I close out tonight, I think about the statement that those wicked men made, making fun of the Son of God. He saved others, the very idea that he's the Savior of others. He can't even save himself. But as we look at that from a spiritual eye, it's true he saved others. He saved all he came into the world to save, his sheep, the elect family of God. Himself he cannot save because of this covenant responsibility. He went all the way and died on the cross. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? I hope that you'll go home tonight thankful to have such a magnificent Savior and spend the rest of your days making him the center of your praise and your affection. I thank you and thank the Lord for your good, peaceful attention. We'll ask Brother Kirkpatrick to close the service.
The Christ.